Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
love died somewhere behind that cross you wear. You're afraid when you look at me. That ain't real love. Not the kind from above. There's a friend of mine.
Let's face closer.
Yeah.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
In this lesson, I want to take you to a realm of thought where you can see a region, a domain, in which spiritual things occur, they prevail, and they dominate. I want you to see how the church looks in its finest glory. Think about the church. We are the church. If we are saved and baptized, we are part of the assembly of the believers who are under the discipline of the Word of God. We are organized and authorized to carry out the Great Commission, the administration of the New Testament, its ordinances, and the exercises of spiritual gifts. This is what we are called to do by God. In Matthew 16 and 18, the local church was mentioned, or it was actually called the church for the first time. Saints of God, this is important for you to know. In Matthew 16 and 18, and verse 13, Jesus asked the disciples, he said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of God, am?" And in verse 14, "And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Then Jesus said unto them, "But whom